This episode is different from our typical podcast structure. We're still navigating through our semester's question about power as we read various works of literature. We just finished watching Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Wilder pushes us to think about the power of perspective, and there's a famous scene after Emily's death where she realizes she spent her whole life overlooking the things that really mattered. She delivers a memorable monologue in which she says goodbye to her hometown and all of the small things she'll miss about it. The scene hits home with a group of seniors who are about to graduate, so we spent some time writing our own goodbye monologues. And then we decided to collaborate for this 2-minute podcast called Goodbye Bolivar High School. It goes so fast, we don't have time to look at one another. I didn't realize, so all that was going on and we never noticed. Goodbye, Bolivar High School.
Goodbye to Blake Halverson greeting us every morning.
Goodbye to packed lunches.
And locker rooms.
Goodbye to prep time conversations with friends.
And Curtis's singing.
Goodbye to superfans.
And to Mrs. Wolt's positivity.
And that shine in Mr. Henson's room that simply reminds you, don't suck.
Goodbye, everything familiar.
And to the trees that we would hang our instruments on during band camp.
Goodbye to classroom Christmas lights.
And daily first block song trips.
Octangular tables that folded in on themselves.
The inspirational quote, "If at first you don't succeed, flush again," written in the boys' bathroom.
And Dr. Guerin's cheesy joke of the day.
Taj Mahal bathroom meetings.
The televisions in the commons with all the Twitter posts. Hashtag go liberators.
The painted bricks in the hallways.
Lunch with my friends every day.
Saying hi to Coach Rothdiner in the halls all the time.
How seriously the guidance counselors took my birthday.
Goodbye, Ms. Dunsett, and Truth or Dare gum wrappers.
And sneaking out the back doors. In the library where I sat for lunch every day for a year.
Goodbye, teachers that helped us through, especially me.
The gym.
Morning chats with my friends.
Goodbye, getting oranges from the second breakfast line.
Long talks with Ms. Wallace.
Question of the day.
Goodbye, empty thoughts in the hallway.
Comfort and familiarity.
The fairy lights in the library.
Strange smells in the hallways.
The joke of the day.
Goodbye, ever-changing high school walls.
My lunch table.
The music blaring in Coach Rowan's.
Morning practice.
Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anyone to realize you. Do any human beings realize you every minute? No. The saints and the poets, maybe. They do some. Which is why we're trying to learn from them. Thank you for listening.